Bezrus Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Kuf Yud Gimel Meseches Yevamos. It is a 914th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up with the first Gemara in Perek Cheres Shenasa, and that Gemara will deal with the fact that the Rabbanan instituted that a deaf-mute male and female can get married, but a Shota, which the Gemara in Chagiga describes as being a lunatic, the Gemara we will discuss in the Shir gives five examples of someone that does behavior that halachically would be the behavior of a lunatic, there their kedushin is not binding. And we will discuss the topic of our perek, Perek Cheres Shenasa, and that is the topic of the marriage midrabanan for a cheresh that we already began discussing in Perek Beis Shammai. The Gemara then will go on to discuss cases of a chareshes that is married off by her father, her status vis-a-vis truma. We will come back to the topic of mima'enes, which was very much part of Perek Beis Shammai. The Gemara will then get involved with the halachos of osham talui, and that is a case where a person did possibly do an avera, but is not sure if they did an avera, and we'll discuss it in the context of an eshes cheresh. The Gemara will raise the possibility. If someone was mezana with the wife of a cheresh, the Gemara seems to have a side to say that it's not subject to an osham talui. And then the Gemara rules in that matter, but the Gemara seems to be struggling with that. The Gemara then will discuss other aspects of the cheresh, shota, and katan in regards to the opening Mishnah Maseches Trumas, whether they're allowed to take off truma. The Gemara then will discuss the part of the Mishnah, the tragic case of the Mishnah that we had in yesterday's daf, and that is someone who was healthy and then became crazy, became a lunatic, and that creates many halachic problems. For example, they can no longer execute divorce, and that is quite a sticky mess. That will be on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Let's Beis Hashem pick up on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Amir Rami Bar Chama, seven lines from the bottom. Amir Rami Bar Chana, Maishna Cheresh V'Chareshes D'Tekinu Lu Rabban Nisuin. Why is it that when it comes to a deaf-mute, man or woman, that even though they are not considered halachically a bar das, nevertheless the rabbis instituted that they can get married? U'mashna Sheita, U'mashna D'Sheita, V'Sheita, the lo tekinu rabban. How is it different than between a shota and a shota that the rabbanan did not make such an institution of nisuin? Disanya, as we learned in a brisa, this brisa appears earlier on Sad Samachem Abeis. Shota v'katan shenasu nashim umesu nishaseim pturis min achalitza umin hayibu. If there was a shota or a katan who married women, so then in such a case, those wives do not have chalitza and yibum. However, cheresh v'chareshes dekaima takant rabbanan tekinu l'rabbanan de nisuin. The Gemara explains that cheresh and chareshes are different, that we want them to be able to stay married together, and we want to help them out, because the kaima, their marriage could work. Since their marriage could work, they're not very intellectually advanced. We mentioned in the past, Achsam Sofer writes that deaf mutes in those days did not have the opportunities that Helen Keller had, and therefore they had very, very low intelligence. So therefore, they weren't intelligent people, and they weren't considered bar das, but at the same time, they're nice, respectful people, then they could conduct a decent marriage. Much more important that your spouse be a respectful, decent person than your spouse be a highly intelligent person. However, when it comes to a shota and a shota, so those are lunatics, as described in Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara describes a shota and a shota as people who destroy things, ma'abe mashinasanlo, live in graveyards, etc., etc. Things that we would describe as ones that qualify as lunacy. So therefore, the Gemara says, in that case, when it comes to a shota and a shota, de lo kaima, so then in such a case, these people can't live together. If they can destroy everything around them, they can't conduct a marriage. So then, takanta de rabbanan, then there is no takanta de rabbanan. In other words, de lo kaima takanta de rabbanan. There was no takana de rabbanan that was instituted, the ein da adam darim nachosh bikfifa, because nobody wants to live with a snake wrapped around them. Lo tekinu rabbanan nisuin. So the rabbanan didn't institute nisuin. Continues the Gemara three lines about a maishna katan. How is a katan different to lo tekinu rabbanan nisuin? Cheresh tekinu lo rabban nisuin. What's the difference between a katan and a cheresh? Answers the Gemara. Cheresh to lo asi the klal nisuin. A cheresh who's stuck, this deaf mute nebuch is stuck in this situation that they're not considered bar das min haTorah. They're entirely stuck. So then the rabban instituted nisuin. Katan, but it comes to a child. What's he rushing to get married for? This 10-year-old. Nowadays, the parents are asking the 20-year-olds why they're rushing to get married. So the Gemara is saying 10-year-olds have no need for them to rush. Katan, da'asil chal nisuin, lo tekinu rabbanan nisuin. So then, in such a case, there wasn't an institution. Asks the Gemara, v'akrei ketana da'asil chal nisuin, tekinu rabbanan nisuin. But when it comes to ketanas, we're not so worried about the little girls getting married. Why did the Rabbanan institute it when it comes to a ketana, but not by a katam? Answer the Gemara, Hasam shlo yinug ba minig hefker. If we're not going to marry her off, what's going to happen is, unfortunately, there are many terrible things that are done to young girls. Better marry her off when she's young to a capable husband. Says the Gemara, umayishna ketana divimaa'na. Why is it that when it comes to a ketana, she is allowed the ability to annul her marriage when she turns 12 and a half, but a chareshes, we don't allow it, says the Gemara. We're afraid that people are not going to marry these women. If we're going to allow the chareshes to do miun, so then someone's going to say, I'm not going to marry her in the first place. Asks the Gemara, Umayishna ketana, da achla betruma, on the second line from the top on Kufyu Gimel Med Aleph. Why is that when it comes to a ketana, we allow her to eat truma if her husband is a kohen? Umayishna chareshes, da lo achla betruma, but a chareshes, we don't allow her to eat truma, this not. As we learned, Heid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, a chareshes, yaviyah she yotza begetva, ketana, by soshna sakon she chas betruma, that we see that a ketana can eat truma, vilu chareshes, lo achla, but a chareshes doesn't eat. Answers the Gemara, the difference is the following. We're afraid that what's going to happen is that not only will a chareshes eat, but she'll, when she eat, marries a kohen who is quote-unquote normal, not a deaf mute, but she will end up eating when she marries a cheresh. Asks the Gemara, v'leichel. So what's the problem? Why don't we allow the woman who is a chareshes to eat when it comes to when she marries a cheresh as well? Asks the Gemara, what's so bad? Even if it's a cheresh b'chareshes, v'leichel, katan ochel and velosu. It should be no different than a katan who is eating food that is aser. The Gemara here is assuming, like the Manda Omar, that Bezdin is not required to be mafrish, to separate a katan who is about to do an aveira of eating nevela. We are going to have that as a big sugya on tomorrow's daf, on daf kuf yud dalid. That is the whole sugya of katan ochel avelos and whether bezin has a chiyuv to be mafrish a katan from doing aveira. Here the Gemara is assuming that there isn't a chiyuv because the Gemara says Leichel katan ochel nevelosu. He's just, there'll be a problem of katan ochel nevelos, which is not a problem because their bezin is not mechuyev to be mafresh. Answers the Gemara, gzera shemiyachil cheresh bepikachas. We're afraid that if there is a mentally healthy woman that's married to a cheresh, that she will also eat truma. And that's a problem because she is not allowed to eat truma if the kedushin is only midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, really? V'cheresh b'kachas nami lechel b'truma d'rabbanan. But why don't we allow the healthy woman to eat truma? Because the kedushin is d'rabbanan if we're only talking about truma midrabbanan. I did not see anybody spell out what the truma d'rabbanan and the truma d'orais is, but presumably, tirosh v'yitzar is wine and oil is a chiyuv d'oraisa to be mafresh truma. Otherwise, all other chiyuv v'afrash are only d'rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, Dilma asi la'achla b'truma d'oraisa. We're afraid that he's going to come to eat truma. He's going to come to give her to eat Truma Daraisa, and she's not allowed to. Why? Because the marriage is not Daraisa. Says Gemara, Umayishna Ketana, the Isla Ksuba, Umayishna Chareshes, the Lesla Ksuba. Why is it, a new question, why is it that a Ketana has a Ksuba, and a Chareshes does not have a Ksuba? This Rashi points out as a Gemara earlier on Pehei Amabez, that a Chareshes does not have a Ksuba. Says the Gemara, if we're going to demand for a Chareshes to get a Ksuba, dim kem mimni v'lo nasvila. And we have tremendous rachmanos on someone who was born a deaf mute, and we want them to get married. We want them to be able to have as much of a normal life as possible. But if they're going to put on all of their suitors that they're going to have to pay good money for a Ksuba, then maybe they'll decide to marry only a woman who's not a deaf and a mute. Continues the Gemara, uketana Minolon isla ksuba. And how do we know a ketana gets a ksuba? It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, hamima enes, a woman that annuls her marriage. Vehashnia, shnia is someone who was usher to the man she was married to, midrabanan. Shnia is the expression that we've had earlier, that they're usher midrabanan. We saw in Chaf Aleph that expression, v'ailanis, and ailanis, ainlan ksuba. These people do not have a ksuba. We mentioned above, Mema'enis, why she does not. Avoyotza beget. But they go out with a get. Viktana yesh la ksuba. But a ktana has a ksuba. And there, we're not concerned that she won't find suitors. And there's a requirement of a ksuba. Period. V'chareshes menal and the less la ksuba. How do we know that chareshes doesn't have a ksuba? The deaf mute. The sanya, we learn in Braisa. Charesh v'kot v'shota. Shenasu pikachos. If you have a cheresh and shota that married healthy women, afal pishen is pakeach, even though they became normal, afal pishen is pakeach a cheresh, even though the cheresh became normal, v'nishtefa hashota, and the shota became clear, ein lohem or lehem klu. They don't get anything because they're not entitled to a ksuba. Ratzu l'kaimon, if the cheresh and the shota want to hold on to their wives after they've become normal, yesh lahem ksuba. So then, in such a case, probably the girsa should be yesh lahen ksuba. They're entitled to a ksuba. Upikach shenasa chareshes oshota. And if there was a healthy man who married a chareshes or a shota, afilu kasala meyamana ksubasa kayemes, even if he wrote a large amount of money, the ksuba is standing, because he wanted to damage himself. In other words, that he has the right to write that in the ksuba, to hurt himself, but he didn't have to. Deduces the Gemara, he doesn't have to write a ksuba, dimkein, because of the svar that we've seen earlier by Mima Enes, mimni velo nasvila, we're afraid that she's not going to get married, no one's going to want to marry her. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's so, then the same should apply, Pikachas l'cheresh, lisakin l'ksuba. If you have a healthy woman marrying a cheresh, you should give her a ksuba. Dimke mimni v'lo minsive. We're afraid the woman is not going to want to marry the husband. She's not going to want to marry a cheresh. Answers the Gemara, klal gadol, that we have in a few places in Nashim. Yosef Misha Ish Rotsa Lisa Isha Rotsa Linas. Isha Rotsa Linas. More than a man wants to marry, a woman wants to marry. Yosef Misha Ish Rotsa Lisa Isha Rotsa Linas. A woman does want to get married even more. This we have in Chazal in a different expression, Tav Lemesav Tandu Milamesav Armelu, as well in Kedushin. And therefore, she doesn't need a ksuba incentive even to marry a cheresh. Continues Gemara too long before the wider. Who cheresh? There was a deaf mute. Avishvusei derav Malkia. He was living in the neighbor of Ramalkia. Ansevei Isisa. He married a woman. Vikasav laharba ma'ezuzi minichse. And he wrote to her 400 zuz of his nechasi. Omar Rav Aman Chochin Kerev Malkia degav Rabu. You should know that Ramalkia was a great person. He's a wise person. Kasavar, he was of the opinion, Ilu ratza shifcha l'shamsho mi lo zavnina le, kol shekein hacha di katarti. Ramalkia did a great thing by having them write the ksuba, even though the Chachamim said that there is no requirement of ksuba when it comes to cheresh. Why? Kasavar, Because Rav Malkiah's Svara is, explains Rava, Ilu Ratza Shivcha L'Shamsho, Milo Zavina Le. If a Cheresh wanted a Shivcha Knanis to serve him, would he not be Kone, a Shivcha Knanis? Koshke Nacha Dikatarti. Certainly here, where he's getting two things. Number one, he's getting a wife. Number two, a wife who takes care, also everything that Lahavdil Shivcha Knanis would take care of. Amar Chia Barashi, Amar Shmuel, Eishes Cheresh Ein Chayov, and Allah Hashem Talu Yenu Alacha. And that is that if a man is Mezana with the wife of a Cheresh, so then in such a case, there isn't a Chiyuv of Karban Hashem Talu. Explains Rashi. Let's take a look. Rashi, four lines into wide. The name of one might have thought to argue, Safik Eishes Ishi, that we consider a Cheresh, Eishes Cheresh, a Safik Eishes Ishi, Safik Hayibodah, Safik Embo, Vabola, Basham Talui, so therefore there's a Safik whether this fellow is over the Yisr Daraisa. Devadai Ein Loshum Kinyin Minatora. There certainly isn't a definite Kinyin Minatora. That is the Shita of Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Shmuel. That's how we look at a cheresh. Let us bring a proof that we don't look at a cheresh as a suffix, to the point that if a man is mezanin with the wife, that it would be considered a suffix of one whether one was over the Yisr, and therefore, of course, bring the carbon Asham Talui. We don't say that from the halach in the beginning of Maseches Trumas. Chamisha lo yitrumu. There are five people who shouldn't take off Truma, v'im tarmu, and if they took off Truma, ain't Trumasan Truma, the Truma is not a valid Truma. V'eluhain, and these are the five of them. Cheresh, shot v'katam, v'atorim, esheina shalo, v'ove kochavim, shetara, shel Yisrael, fi b'rshus Yisrael, and Trumasan Truma. So the five are the deaf mute, a shota, a katan, if it doesn't belong to you, and an ove kochavim can't take off of that of a Yisrael's. And the truma is not a valid truma. So what do we see? We see that we don't even have a chshash that the truma of a cheresh is a valid truma. Says the Gemara, Hu da amar ki Rabbi Eliezer. This raya is not a strong raya, that maybe Shmuel will hold that a cheresh is a din safek. However, Shmuel is following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. What's the Shita of Rabbi Lazar? Disanya. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar. Trumas Cheresh lo teitze l'chulin mipneishu safeg. If you have Trumas Cheresh, so then in such a case, it's considered a safeg. And it doesn't go out l'chulin. So maybe Shmuel could follow that Shita. Says the Gemara, but then something here doesn't add up. You're right, he could file that Shita, but Isvirak Rabbi Lazar Hashem Tali Namil Chayiv. Then why did Shmuel say, you're not Chayiv in Hashem Tali, if he looks at it as a suffix of whether he's a Bardas or not? So if a man is Mezana with the wife of a Cheresh, so then it should be a case of Hashem Tali. Answers the Gemara, another technicality in the halacha of Hashem Tali will prevent the Chiyuv. But Inan Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas. You need what's called one piece from two pieces. This is a halacha in Ashem Talui. There are some opinions who hold that the only time it's considered Ashem Talui is if you had two pieces in front of you. One was chelev, the other was kosher meat, and he ate. So that's called chaticha mishtei chatichos. Could very well be, only then would the halacha be that he brings an Ashem Talui. And that's why Shmuel would say there is no Ashem Talui if he's mezana with the wife of a cheresh. Asks the Gemara, "Me by Rabbi Lazar, chatich mishtei chatich." Is Rabbi Lazar really hold that way? Vatanya, Rabbi Lazar amar koi. Koi is an animal that makes its appearance in quite a few mesechtos, as you take a look in the Maseres Hashas, and it's an animal that we're not sure. It's a suffix whether it's a behema or a chaya. Chayovin al chelbo ashem tolu. You have to bring if someone eats his chaylev and ashem tolu. If it is from a If we consider a koi, a chaya, then it's chaylev is mutar b'achila. If it's behema, then it's asur. So, Rabbi Lazar said, you're chayev. There it's not chaticha mishtei chatichos. Says Gemara, three lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom, kuf yigim lomad av shmol savak lor b'lozar b'chada. He holds like Rabbi Lazar on one topic, upalegale b'chada, and he disagrees with him on another topic. Vigadamri, others say differently. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Eishes, Cheresh, Chayov Nole, Ashem Talui. The wife of a Cheresh, there is a Chiyuv of Ashem Talui, and they learn the Shaklevatari of our Gemara differently. As we had before, we
quoted the Mishnah in Trumas. And here it was quoted as a Kashim. We see that a Cheresh doesn't even have the ability to create Truma. Must be because we don't even consider him a Safek Bardas. If we don't consider him even a Safek Bardas, then why is it if one is Mezanim with his wife, there's a Chiyuv Vashem Talui? To which the Gemara then answered, Savlak Reb Lazar, he holds like Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar holds, as we mentioned above, that he has a din Safek. Ba Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi then asked, what exactly is a Svar of Lazar? My time of the Rebbe Lazar, what is the rationale of Rebbe Lazar, who said, that Trumas Cheresh lo teitzei lechulim, mifshe pshitele de Cheresh daita klishtahi, who, umiyo mesatkele I daita tzilusa, I lav daita tzilusa. Do we say that Rebbe, what's behind Rebbe Lazar is that he's mesupik, whether the little bit of clarity this Cheresh has is enough to make him considered a Bardas. Ula olam chada daitahu. However, really, Rebbe Lazar holds that there is one person, there's one Das, and that Das is a Das of a Cheresh, but he has a suffix whether a Cheresh is a Bardas or not. Or, odum apshitalei de daita klishtet. V'lav daiti tzilusahu. He holds, that's a davar pashit, that a regular Cheresh is daita klishtin, therefore not a bardas. Tzilusa means clarity, and he doesn't have clarity. V'hachainu taima, but here he has a different suffix. Over here, kivin itim chalim itim shotim. That there are times that this cheresh is healthy, and there are times that this cheresh is not healthy. So then in such a case, we have a suffix on this particular cheresh. L'may nafkemina. What's a nafkamina between these two explanations? Number one, lahitzi ishtoi beget. In regards to whether he could give his wife a get. If we say that he has one level of das, and he has a safek, so then in such a case, then Rebbe Lazar would say, there was a safek kedushin, so he could undo the safek kedushin with a Gerushin, because it's the same level of das. It could be that when he got married, he was considered a bar das. Grushi lo matzimigrish, but he can't get divorced. My teiku, and therefore we leave off with a teiku. Gemara continues to analyze the Mishnah, 8 lines on top of Kufyu Gimel Amud Beis. We learned if a pikach married a pikachas, 2 healthy people, and then nishtatis, and then she became a shota lo yotzi, then it's stuck, you can't divorce her. Amar Yitzchak Tvar Torah shota miskareshes. Really, min haTorah, the halacha is that a shota, even though she doesn't have das, she could be divorced. Mididavia pikachis, bal karcha, just like you could divorce a woman who is healthy bal karcha, so too you could divorce a shota. Umatam amrein migareshes, and what's the reason we say that she doesn't get divorced? Shelo yinugu ba minig hefker. In order that there shouldn't be the concept of hefker. In other words, if she is not emotionally healthy, here we're not talking about that she needs to see a therapist, but rather we're talking about that she's crazy. So then in such a case, if he's going to divorce her, then she's going to end up being hefker, and that will lead to sexual immorality. Analyze the Gemara. Hey, Chidami, what exactly are we talking about? Ilema diyodas lishmar gita viyodas lishmar atzma minog ba minog hefker. If she's emotionally and intellectually capable enough to watch her get and to guard herself, then what type of hefker will there be? Ela de'en yodas lishmar lo gita v'lo atzma. But rather that we're talking about a case where she doesn't know how to guard neither her get nor herself. Tvar Torah, and therefore minat Torah, shota like this miskareshes, would be divorced. That is the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak. How could that possibly be, asks the Gemara. Va'amri dvei Rabbi Yanai, but didn't the yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, didn't they teach over there, v'nasam b'yada, that the Torah says that you should put into her hand, mishi yeshol yada garish atzma. Only someone who has the hand to divorce herself. Yatsa sazo, she'en lo yada garish atzma. She doesn't have a hand to divorce herself. Only those who have a hand for kinyanim are able to be megarish themselves. Another reason why she shouldn't be able to divorce herself. Vitan advari b'shmal. We also learn from the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel Shulchan Mebeisach. Misha mishalachas v'enu chazeres. Yatsas azo shav mishalcha v'chazeres. She doesn't understand, and she'll return back to the husband's house. And minatar. That's another reason she won't be divorced. So we can't say we're talking about someone who doesn't know how to guard her get. Lo tzricha diyodas lishmar gita.
Ve'eni yodas lishmar atzma. She's able to guard her get, but she can't guard herself from being noeg minig hefker. She doesn't have the wherewithal to be smart with how she acts. So then in such a case, Dvar Torah shota miskareshes. So mina Torah, she would be divorced. Why? Doyidas lishmar gita, because she knows how to guard her get. V'am Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan Institute, leifka, lo leifka, that he should not divorce her. Shlo yinig ba minig hefker. And that was the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak that we started with, 8-9 lines from the top, on Kuf Yud Gimel, on the base. Amar Abaye Dik, and Am Diktani Gabi Dida, Nishtatis, lo yatsi. It says by her that if she becomes insane, so then in such a she should not be divorced. V'gabi Diday, but when it comes to him, lo yotzi olamis. The lashon is, he can never divorce her. Why does it say by him if he becomes crazy she can never divorce her, but doesn't say that by her? El shema mina. The reason we emphasize olamis is when we say olamis, it's an emphasis that he can never divorce her on a level of daraisa. El shema mina ha daraisa ha drabanim. When it doesn't say olamis, it's saying it's a takana chachamim, but doesn't have the finality that it comes from the Torah itself. We're going to stop over here because tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn Bezer Hashem until the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yudalad on the base. So Bezer Hashem will pick up with the Yochanan Ben Uri, 2 lines into the Y, Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. This Bezer Hashem concludes Kuf Yud Gimel in Maseches Yevamos.